Are you looking to make some change this year in your business and maybe your life? If you are, then maybe we should have a chat. You can head on over to speaktopete.com and book in a chat with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Usually is around improving your communication, improving your process management, and improving your accountability within your business so that we can take away some of the frustration and give you back more freedom. Isn't that why you got into business in the first place? So head on over to speaktopete.com and let's have a chat. Welcome back to another edition on Colby here on the Business Owner Breakthrough. And today we're going to dig into the expand portion of the Colby system. We've talked a lot about identify, which is around the Colby A, optimize, which is when we start looking at each other's Colby A's and having better communication stuff around there, aligning, which was all last week about the Colby B and C reports, where you're overlaying what you perceive your job to be versus how your boss perceives your job to be onto your existing Colby A. And if you think about taking that one step further, it would be to hire for that, right? And that's what the expand part is all about. It's about Colby Right Fit System, which really helps you begin to align candidates to see whether they're going to be the right fit for the job posting that you have. And when we think about that, if we were going to hire, for example, a salesperson, one of the things that we would do is we would start coming up with the whole right fit process. And that right fit process really starts by what we call a range of success. And when we start doing the range of success, we start looking really at the best candidates ever in your organization. So if you picked through all of your salespeople and said, this was the Colby A of the best person we've ever had, this is a Colby A of the worst person we've ever had, you start to see some patterns around that. We have a series of questions and a variety of different things that we'll go through in order to equate the range of success. But for each different position, and the one that I'm showing here on my screen, and for those of you who are listening on the audio side of things, you can just head over to YouTube and look at the graphics here that we're going through as well on the YouTube channel, Simplifying Entrepreneurship. But I pulled up here the range of success for a CEO. So whatever position this would be, whether it's for sales, whether it's for a CEO, whether it's for a bookkeeper, we come up with the range of success. And it's all got to do with really what we're expecting the fact finder, follow through, quick start, and implementer to be, and where we've had success in the past. So it's a bit of a combination of understanding who's been really successful in this role and understanding their MOs, their modus of operandi, which is their Colby A's essentially, and understanding the people who haven't done so well, so that we can sort of have a better understanding of who we're going to hire for in the future. So what the range of success report does is it really gives us this range. When we look for hiring for a CEO, the Colby C that the board of directors came up with, which was a 5383. So when we look at that, we were looking for somebody who's typically in most of those areas, right? So you can see here, there's a 3-point gap. Remember, anything more than 3 points, we're going to get into either a medium or potentially a high chance of stress in those particular things. So we want these people to be as much as we can within those 3 points of each of these nodes. So when we look at this particular candidate that we have pulled up here, Herb Edwards, Herb's Colby A sits at a 6.492. Well, in overlaying his fact finder, we're looking for a 5. He has a 6. Follow through, we're looking for a 3. He has a 4. Quick start, we're looking for an 8. He has a 9. Implementer, we're looking for a 3. He has a 2. So he falls into each and every one of those buckets quite perfectly and would probably end up being a good candidate for this role as we perceive it through the Colby C. So when we look at the range of success, this is how you can start using the Colby A, B's, and C's in order to actually find the ideal right fit candidate for whatever position it is you're hiring for in your organization. It's really good. And even if one of these was out of the norm a little bit, the range that we're looking for is 4 to 6, because ideally it would be a 5, and he's a 6. So he's within that range of success. So it really lays out all of the different things. And you can see here by the report, each of the nodes has its own listings of what we're looking for. And we could be asking interview questions all around those different things. If the person, first of all, aligns with pretty much the range of success, the next step is going to the interview. And when we're talking about interviews, we want to get in there and dig in with these particular questions. And if we think about your fact finder, in this case, we'd be looking for, do you review data? Do you confirm priorities? Do you clarify specifics? Do you like paraphrasing, explaining historical context? And we could be asking that interview candidate how they've used this in the past so they could show us examples, right? As we go to the right fit for the follow through, we could be saying, do you like to maintain order? Do you sustain systems? Tell me about a time where, and then you would inject some of these questions in here to dig deeper into the reasoning behind why this candidate would be a right fit. Half the time, you don't even know the proper questions to ask. But when we start laying this out in this sort of way, it's very concise, very specific. It gives us the guidance that we need in order to ask the questions and dig deeper into some of the areas that we think they may have issues around, especially if they aren't within the range of success on the report. If you really think a candidate's good and they're missing one or two of these nodes, then you want to dig deeper into how they're going to actually tackle some of the things it's showing on the report that they may not. Ultimately, we'll give them essentially a letter grade, A, B, A minus, C, F potentially, on the range of success so that you can make your choice. As far as Colby will be concerned, it will give you a letter grade, just like you got your grades in school, as to whether this would be an appropriate candidate for you to hire or not. And of course, it's always going to be up to you when you're in the position of hiring, whether or not you want to hire this person, and it's going to give you the ammunition to ask those questions, to dig down deeper, and to find out more through the interview process as to whether or not this truly is a right fit candidate. We want to get all the bits and pieces, all the data that we can get in order to make the hiring process as seamless, as easy, and as inexpensive, and less frustrating as it possibly can be. So when you think of this, just by putting somebody, giving them a test as part of their interview, giving them a Colby A assessment, and asking them after maybe initial phone interview, if you think they're good, can you fill out your Colby A? Taking the Colby A and running it into the range of success report with your Colby Bs and Cs, you're going to have a really good idea whether or not this candidate is going to be a good fit for your business. Again, a really interesting piece here from the Colby system that makes your life easier as the business owner. That's why I love Colby. If Colby is something that you might be interested in doing within your organization, whether it's the Colby A, the Colby B, C's, the right fit system as far as hiring goes, then reach out. Let's have a conversation whether or not this is going to be a right fit for you in your business, right? All you have to do is go over to speaktopete.com. That's speaktopete.com. And then we'll have a little conversation about how we can implement some of these things within your organization. So as you can see, over this conversation of the last few episodes here, Colby really has a lot of stuff to equip you and your team with better decision-making, better team, better hiring process, a better knowledge and understanding of your people. And your people are your most valuable asset. That's why I love the Colby system. And I think it's something that every owner can probably adopt and implement within their organizations. And the sooner that you do, the better, as far as I'm concerned. It's something I've been using within Shootopia now for several years. We pull it out, we look at it, we talk the language, all of that sort of stuff. That's why I became a Colby consultant and coach. And it's why I would love to help you through your journey to better decision-making within your business. So although I said this would be a six-part series, I think I'm going to cap it here at five. We had the intro, we talked a little bit about Colby, and then we got into the four main parts of Colby. And ultimately, those are the main things that you need to know about Colby. The Colby A, the Colby B, the Colby C, the right fit system, how you can work better with your teams, understanding their decision-making and how they innately take action. Isn't that what we all want? Better communication, better decision-making makes a seamless business more profitable and better for you for this year and for years to come with a great team. I'd love to help you out in your journey with Colby. If you'd like to, again, just reach out, speaktopete.com. That's speaktopete.com. Now go and make it a great day.
Mm-hmm. an Ironic Media production. Visit us at ironicmedia.com.